Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara, we're up to the Chav Vav Omer Aleph, three lines from the top. So we just said, according to the Shlokish, that the whole Machlekis of the Akavi Ben Mahalal, which is actually this Pedic in Ovis, and Chav Vav Omer Aleph. Akavi Ben Mahalal, Chav Vav Omer Aleph. Chav Vav Omer Aleph. And whether the hair that fell off while it was alive, if you can use it afterwards or not, but you shechted it or it died by itself, is only after a mumche came along and declared it a mum. But if the mumche did not come and declare it a mum, it's considered a tam. And by a tam, everyone is moida, we don't want you to use the hair, because if we allow you to use the hair later, what's going to happen is you are going to let it sit. You're going to let the animal hang around as long as possible to grow as much wool as possible, and you might end up with a mum, and you'll deny the mezbech its carbon that it's entitled to. Says the Gemara, it's actually a machlekes tonight. And the Gemara will lead up like the following. But I said, we seem to have three opinions, and we're trying to work out what the third opinion is. Opinion number one. If somebody cuts off wool, we'll see the Gemara later. What do you mean cut off? You're not allowed to cut wool. It's awesome. But anyway, from an animal that what? That was a whole animal complete. Even though later on it contracted a mum. So the question is, what happens to the wool that fell off or that you pulled off at the time when it was alive? Osir, everyone holds it's osir. Because even everyone holds osir, we're scared that you are going to, if we allow you, you can delay the animal and hold it up, hold it for as long as possible to grow as much wool. What about, where is the machlekes of a bechor balmum? The animal was already balmum. Shetolash mi menu, that you pulled up, plucked some hair, but achekach mace, and then it died. So not, according to Tanakama, we're not talking about shechting, we're talking about it died. In other words, if you shechted it, everyone, the way the Gemara stands right now, if you shechted it, everyone will agree that you're allowed to use it here. Madach, because then what happens, once you shechted the bechor, that's a mum, you're allowed to eat the meat from the bechor, and any hair that's there right now, you're allowed to eat as well. Even though also begiza afterwards, you're not allowed to shear it, but the wool itself is mutter. So therefore the wool before is also mutter, according to everybody. When is machlekes if it died a natural death, and what happens to the animal that had a mum, if it died you have to bury it. So therefore, and the meat is also, and the hair is also. What about the hair that fell off while I was alive? That's the machlekes. Akavi min halal mater, he says it's mutter. I'm not worried that you are going to delay the animal. Why the asr? Because they say we're worried that if we can allow it, you're going to delay the animal, and then maybe you'll come to share it. Oh, that's how the Tanakhama learns. The Tanakhama learns the whole machlek is only by mace, but if you shechted it, everyone holds a mutter. Says Rabbi Yehuda like an Amishna, that's how the machlek is at Kav Menhal. Faket. If it died a natural death, everyone holds that it's awesome. When's the machlek is if he shechted it? Ella b'sar b'choy b'amum, shenoshar, it fell out by its own, v'hinicha b'chalon, you place it away in a box or something, v'achach shechted, and you shechted it. Since then, the meat, the animal that you shechted is mutter, and it's here, it's mutter. Even though also begiza, but anything that fell out, the hair is mutter. He's bezak kav mahal mat. He's mahal kav mahal. So the hair that was there fell out before surely is mutter. And the chacham ma'isi could there goiza that you might delay the animal. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. No, exactly what kind of mishnah machlekes in our mishnah comes along. Rabbi Yehuda says moida abba bechalafta bezeh. My father Rabbi Yehuda bechalafta. So my father chalafta, who is one of the people who are the peers of a kav mahal, is moida shehu mutter. In this case, he's moida. Everyone is moida that it's mutter. If you shechted it, if you shechted it, it was moida. That's mutter. If you shechted, everyone's moida. That's mutter because the current, the new one, you're allowed to show the old one. I will be yichah, but clearly, omru chachamim. The chachamim said, "What about yenichenu bechala? Yenichenu bechala? When if hair falls out, you should place it in this box. Shema yesh tikver. There's hope that one day you'll be able to use it. If you shechted, you have a mutter. So everyone holds you shechted mutter. Mace only if it died a natural death. That's when a kavim halal mater. That's when they argue." So it's very hard to understand what is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. They're saying exactly the same thing. That the Machlekes is only if it died, but if it died, but if it shechted, everyone holds that as mutter. But the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakhama, it's the same thing. Elalav must be. I'll tell you what the difference is. What's the definition of a balmum? Hitira im mumche ike benai. The chilek is if a mumche was matter. Tanakhama savar hitira mumche, and only if a mumche was matter, only from that stage onwards, we consider balmum. The loy, but prior to that, it's considered a tam, and therefore everyone holds you're not allowed to use any of the hair because maybe you know maybe it has no mum. It's not considered about mum; it's considered a tam, and we're scared you're going to delay it from growing his bech. And also Rabbi Yisrael, maybe he's going to argue, he says no. Alf Agav, the lo yitina mumcha, he says that even though a mumcha wasn't matir, if you believe that there's a mum there, or it's an obvious mum, then it's already, you're allowed to use that, the wool, you're allowed to keep the wool. So you see, at this dinner, Shlok is a machlekes.
This thing of the milk is so critical. Why is the Tana who interprets saying as a mumcha? Why doesn't he say it openly?
He doesn't have to. By Rabbi Yossi is saying Yesh Tikva. What does Yesh Tikva mean? There's a hope. What's the hope? The hope is that you'll find a mumcha who come and say it's a mum. It's clear in his words. Amar Rava says Rava Loi. So you want to say that this din Resh Lakish actually is a crux of an argument? And he says no. Maybe Kuli Alma agrees that Resh Lakish ihi tira mumcha ini loy tira loy. It's up to if there's a mumcha good, if not. Navaz v'shalish machlekes v'dov. There's actually three machlekes in here. Nothing to do with mumcha. Machlekes in is the taka. When is the machlekes of a kavim and halal chachamim? In our Mishnah we had two. In this Brais we have three, and the three goes like this. Because in our Mishnah it's either or. Either they're arguing in one of the they argue in one of the agree in the other. The question is which one. Here there'll be a third one. They're arguing in both, and that's as follows. Tarekamis of pligi b'meiz v'huadin l'shachte. They argue in both cases. Akavim Mahal says that the wool that fell off while it's b'chayev is mutter. Even in the case of meis, it's mutter. We're not worried about it. You can delay it. And so on. And the Chum argue in both cases. Even the case of shchita, they say that it's also because we're worried about the delay. So why are they only arguing the case of they died? To show you how far a kavya goes. That he's matter. Even in the case where it died on its own, he says that here that fell off while it was alive is mutter. That's the Tanakama in all instances. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, so he says, but mace, when it comes to mace, divrei hakel osa. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to mace, everyone agrees that it's osa. No, because by a mace, since it's osa, when it dies, the meat and the hair that it dies is osa, so the hair that was there before, the fellow before, is also osa. Keep ligi. When do we argue? Because now, after he shechted it, the current wool on the animal is mutter. So the you know, shirid, but the wool itself is mutter. If you're eating the flesh, the wool is mutter. So therefore, Rav Shimon says the same thing with the hair that fell before Bechayev. And the Chum say, we make a gzeida because he might delay it. That's the only time I click. Also, Rabbi Yisrael argues, no. B'shachti v'shachti l'divri hakel mutter. Everyone knows mutter, because now it's mutter, so the old one sure is mutter. Keep pligi, my only argument. So three opinions. Don't do with the shlokish. Why? Because the Masechti Idi is, which is full of testimonies, and it's called Bechir Asa, because it's chosen everything is Allah. It says clearly, like him, now we learned, Sar Bechir Balmum, the wool of a Bechir, which is a Balmum, Shinosha that fell out, Vihinicha Bechal, and you place it on this window, or it's not really a window, place it away somewhere to store. And then you shechted it. So clearly here, when are they arguing in the case of Shchita? Kaviyah Bemalal Matir. He says it's mutter for shechted chachamim oisrin. Clear that it's limited only to the machlekes where they shechted it. This is like Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlekes. You don't have to go to the idiots in our very own Mishnah. I'll prove to you as well from the very last case in the Mishnah. The very last case in the Mishnah is written without any name and has a din which l'chayda would only fit if you were paskin like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of a kavya and the chachamim. What's the story? We learned in our Mishnah the end about if you, let's say, wool that was left hanging. The wool that was left hanging with the wool that fell out, but was left hanging among the wool that was still attached. And after the animal died, can you use that wool or not? So we said that wool which seems to be level with all the other wool is mutter, and the wool which seems to be that's not needed in Magiza, is sticking out, is asa. That's what it says. Now let's work out what's going on here. They could now we learned tzemer hamadudul b'chayid. If you have tzemer hanging, dangling by a b'chayid, as shenida, or as. As shenira imagiza mut, that which appears to be part of the wool mut with the rest of the wool, shenira, that which seems apart, also mani. Let's understand what's going on here. Who is the author of this halacha that makes a difference, a distinction between nira magiza or lo nira magiza?
What's the link between
Maris Ayin? Wool that fell out long before I was alive, but it's still remained there. Nobody removed it.
The
Giza
means you actually short?
No, Giza means it was going to be short. It's still attached.
Was it connected? Well,
that's right. Giza means what you're going to share.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's understand. Why should there be a distinction between that which is Nido and Nido? Mani, who's the author of this din? Ilema Rabbi Yasi. Okay, let's say Rabbi Yasi. And with Maya Kimta, remember Rabbi Yisrael makes a chiluk. He said that Rabbi Yisrael shechita. Everyone is moedid that it's mutter. Machleik is mace. So for Maya, which case are we talking about? Ile mekve shachta you shechter. So everyone holds that wool is mutter. So Maya have committed neither bein and neither. Is bein a kav bein a bon. Either be the mishu shari. They're both mutter. Who cares if it's neither nani? Who cares if we know it fell before or fell afterwards? They're both mutter. Novos, obviously b'meis. Talking about after it died, which according to a kavi is mutter, according to chamim, it's aser. But after it's mace, what's aser? Even the attached wool is also aser. So what's a chilek if it looks neither or neither? They're all aser. How can be mutter if neither imoy? V'yirabbanon, either be the mace or aser, both aser. Novos, v'yakavya. And it follows a kavi, it's faket. A kavi holds that which fell off earlier is mutter. That which falls, which now is after Mesa, is Aser. So what should the din have been? That wool which looks different than the rest is Mutter, not a Shvi Aser. Eifuch. Eifuchum Eboile, should be Pukfaket. Nidi Magi is Aser. That which looks like part of the wool to hatch the animals is Aser, because Mesa on its own, everything is Aser. The Mesa ka Aserle. And Eino Nidi Magiza, but if it's not part of the Giza, it looks like it fell earlier. Oh, that's Mutter. The Mikara Talish, it fell down earlier. El Pshita must be, can't be Rabbi Yis's version, must be Rabbi Yis's version. Again, what are we talking about? What's Abuda's version? Abuda holds that by Shchita is the Machlekes, but by Mace, everyone holds that it's Aser. So what are we talking about? Uvimai. Elaim of the Mace, where everyone holds it's Aser. Nu, Bein, Lakavi, Labon, Idividi, Mace, Aser, both Aser, before or after it's Aser, according to Abuda's version. It's obviously talking about Shchita. El, La, Beshachta, you Shachted it. Now, let's see. If you Shachted it, whose version are we following? Ia kavya. What does a kavya say for shechter? The new one is mutter, but the old one is also mutter. So what's the chilek of nidam agizah and loy nidam agizah? It's always mutter. Either be the mishashari is both mutter. Elalam must be the rabbanon. Say the old one is aser because we're scared you can delay the animal while it's alive, and the new one is mutter. So therefore, it's clear the end of the mishnah, which is stam, is following Rabbi Yehuda according to Chachamim. Clear that loch like Rabbi Yehuda. Elalav rabbanon yishmamin b'shechter pligi yishmamin klar. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a question. Okay, we learned before that while the animals are tam, the b'chayrus are tam. Everyone agrees that we don't want the hair falling out. Should be mutter. Why? Because we're scared you can delay bringing the b'chayr, and then eventually he's going to get a mumah. You're not going to bring them as bayach. What about other? Because b'chayr, you have no, there's no rush by you. What's the rush to bring it? What about other kabbanis where you have a rush? There's a pressing need to bring the moshul chatas and an osham. You need to bring as soon as possible. To, you have the din aveda. You want to have a kapara. So we're not worried there. There's no reason to make a gzeda there that if we're going to allow the hairs to fall off, that you should, you know, use it afterwards. That you are going to delay the animal. You don't want to delay the kapara. You want to bring as early as possible. So we're not worried. I was shiling to be a carbon oil, because a carbon oil is like a partial kapara, a shvacha kapara. Boy, Rabbi Yanni, I told you, tell me my oil to me from an oil that's complete, a whole, yeah, that's flawless. Mahu, what should it then be? Toilish. First of all, I'm going to ask Toilish. Mika Manda Shari, if you pulled it off, it's awesome hatayda. So if it's awesome hatayda to pull it off, surely the Rabban would come in and answer it. Mika Manda Shari, as Ashi says, Havade Roshu, Zaharosha. How in the world are they going to allow you to use it? But the Rabban at least. Ella the Shaili, Tzema Shenitlish Ma Oil to me, Mahu. It fell out on its own. What's it in? So what's the more explains? The chatas v'ashem loy tibloch have no shayla, but chatas v'ashem l'kim l'kaparasi, l'mashal hu, no bezin delay it. The b'chayr u'maisa nami, on the other hand, the din of b'chayr, we're talking till now about a b'chayr u'maisa, they we are very worried. Kivin delav l'kaparasi, mashal hu, because not a kapara, you're going to delay it. Ki tiboylach, what's my question to oyla? My question is, by oyla mai, what's it in there? Do we say, kivin ikalav l'kaparasi, mashal hu? Sorry? All are called kachin. All kachin is an avail of giz and avail. All kachin. Of course.
So what, is it possible for it or?
Yeah. It's a clone of Taylor, but here we're talking about nitlish. It fell out on its own.
Yeah.
So, and the whole reason why I make it, we said that before, everyone's made it's us, is we're scared you're going to delay bringing the carbon so you can grow more and more hair, and more hair will fall out. And then meanwhile, it might get a moment, and you'll deny them as bech as carbon. So by a kachin, we're not worried. By b'chayra, very worried. What about an eila? What's the shayla by an eila? Do we say kivin the ikel lav the kaparasi? Now, why that you don't really bring it from aveda? Mashle or dima kivin the eila namichaprase le mashle. Interesting. What it means ikel lav the kaparasi? In other words, because when you bring a neder, usually you bring a carbon, a dorim, a davis as an eila. So an oila we had in Maryuma is for a carbon, is for an asay. It's mechaper an asay. But an asay, you don't feel as pressing. You didn't do an aveda. You didn't do what you should have done. But interesting, the lashon, the ikilav the kaparasi. It's not a question of ikilav kaparasi. It is a kapara, but it's a kapara that people don't feel pressed. We had other, you know, we have dinner where, you know, we don't force you, mashkinin, you know, bezin will come into your house and take your things away to make sure you bring it, but you don't do it by chatas or ashkin, you'll do it on your own. By an oila, we're going to be mashkin because people don't take it seriously. But what do you mean by ikel lav le kaparasi? Rashi says the ain mevi al chet. You don't bring it al chet. Then Rashi says kiven the mechapra asay the oil mechaperes al asay. Comes with Rashi. Can mean the yume al oil mesvade ovesh icha upaya. So Rashi teaches the ikel lav le kaparasi means that it's not coming to mechaper loisasa. That's what means lav le kaparasi. It's not coming to mechaper loisasa. People treat a loisasa as if that needs a mamash a kapara, and I say, you know, nish gefelach. That's what it seems. Okay, so what's it then? Says Gemara, Toshmak. So I'm a chaper. I say, loy mashi wouldn't have delay it. Toshmak coming here. It says in the Brayse we just learned before, hatoylish tzeme bepchoy tam. It says if somebody pulls off, plucks wool from a pchoy tam, we're worried. Afa pishenel by mum, even though hel mum shachte aser we are aser. Why is it aser? It seems it says toylish. Toylish means you plucked it deliberately. Time of the polish. Ha nitlish shayit. It sounds to me that even by a pchoy. If it fell out on its own, it's mutter, we're not making this gzeda at all, that you might delay the carbon. We're not worried about delaying, not like we learned before in the Gemara. And surely by a oila. Even though it says in the Braisa, ha-toylish, hu ha-din ha-filo nitlish nami osir. Even though it's ha-toylish, and even nitlish will be osir by a b'choir. And that's why we don't know yet what the thing by oila will be. Aye, so why does it mention toylish, which sounds much worse? You did it, you violated the Torah. I don't want to tell you the kavya. I want to tell you how far a kavya will go. The bebalmum. If the animals are moom, I feel a bit tailish nami shari. Now the Gemara is going a step further. Kavi holds that even if you didn't evade it, not that nitlish, till now we were learning that noshad, it fell down on its own. Even if you deliberately went ahead and you plucked it when you shouldn't have, if you did it mechaim and you shechted it, it is mutter. The Gemara of an neshet and an in our mission says clearly neshet, it fell down by its own. Or noshad, it fell down by its own. So Gemara says, you're right. Tana neshet, our mission says neshet, noshad, to teach you the koich rabbon. The rabbon that even fell down on its own, it is asr. Hard to understand why the Mishnah.
Won't you have a problem of
shalai
yiska chayta?
Yeah, that's only the rabbanon making exeda say. That's not an aveda. That's some, the rabbanon sometimes decided to do this, but they didn't. But why our Mishnah decided to tell you the koyach the rabbanon, which is isur, when always we the Gemara's, you know, mar always was koyach l'teira odif. We're always going out of our way to show how. So why the Mishnah dafke went to show that chacham was so machmir that even though it fell out on its own, it's still asr. So the Braise who brings down, you know, a toilish to show you how far we go with a kavya. Don't know. Anyway, I think about it. Tzemen hamadulgul heichadomi ain't a nino. What's a pshat that you don't? It doesn't look like it's part of the hair that's attached, the wool that's attached. Oh, but Rabbeloza has two opinions. Rabbeloza is like is kol sheikre hafuch klapei roisha. You can see that the follicles are turned the other way. That's what it means. And I've not said, but I'm a kosher. And it's my gezer. But you look at it, or the gezer, you look at it, it's not even flush with the rest. My time alone, it's always, it's impossible to be flush. It's always, even those attached, you have some that will stick out more, so it's not even. Something almost going to be out less, so therefore it doesn't prove anything. Hadn aloch halokeyach behemoth. Next page. Okay, so you have to give a koyin up chayid. And now the thing is that you have to nurture the animal a little bit before the animal is ready to give it to a koyin, and it costs money to take care of an animal, to raise an animal. Who is going to do that? At kama yisrael chayovin l'tapel b'chayid. How far does the yid have to then take care of the b'chayid, make sure it grows up to be a healthy animal? We're talking about today's times, not in times of today's times, that you have to hold it by yourself to tell, because the koyin is going to keep it. So how long do you have to take care of it and nurture it before you give it to the kohen? So we say like this: Bidaka, when it comes to small animals, 30 days, and the animal's ready. Bigas, when it comes to a large animal like a cow, chamisha yom, a calf, 50 days. We'll see in Gemara soon. How do you know all that? Rabbi Yisi Emery says bidaka shloichadosh, small animal, 3 months. Omolai hakohen, what? Now we have a concept called a kohen misayev teragron. We had in Ksubas here that a kohen is not that I go and help you to farm in order to get his truma, because it pushes it cheapens the whole thing. It's not elegant anymore. The whole idea was that Abishah wants the kohen to focus on Yoyim Shetech Yisrael, go out there and teach and do the aveda and whatever they have to do, and not go out there and work and farm so they can get commission their truma. Yes, so exactly. He shouldn't try to nurture and learn only the Gvidim so that he can make money. If he learns with everybody, including the Gvidim, is one thing. If he only chooses Gvidim, Amalai HaKoyin. So the Koyin says, Amalai HaKoyin, B'toyir Zman Zeh. What happens? The Koyin comes over and says, you know what, Tunuli, give it to me, I'll take care of it. It's 30 days for a small animal. After a week, I'll take care of that. I'll give it to me. I'll save you some money. Harezalay, you should not give him, because then it looks like the Kohen is doing it in order to make sure he gets a sheep. So he's prepared to invest a little bit of money, time, and effort, and food and all that. No good. What have animals? A mum, which means the Kohen can eat it straight away. Give it to me. You're allowed to. Because he's not trying to save you money. He can eat it straight away. It's up to the Kohen now to do whatever he wants. Doesn't look like anymore he's doing it, you know, to help you. Uvishas a million time based on migdish im hayatamim, if the animal is flawless, so you can bring it as a carbon as soon as 8 days old. Oh my light tang, give me vakrivenu muti, you allowed to again, because he's not really helping you out, because he can bring it straight. He's not doing it in order to spend money on your behalf, because he can bring it to the base of migdish straight away. Abchay nechol shana b'shana, you have a whole year to eat the b'chay. Bein tam bein balmum, whether it's a tam balmum, you have a whole year to eat it up to a year old. Shenemar, it says in pasuk, lifnei Hashem alakecha techlenu shana v'shana. She eat it within the year was born. Noilid, it's actually a year and 8 days. Noilid loy mum b'tosh nasa. What happened? Had a mum within that year. Hashoy lekaimai kol shnei masachaydish. You're allowed to keep it for 12 months.
12 months from the mum, or 12 months from its
halada? From its halada. But after 12 months, you're not allowed to keep it only for another 30 days. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's look. We'll see tomorrow in the Gemara. I mean, how do you know this? How do you know 30 days, 3 months, 50 days? Where does that come from? I've got no makra. It says in Pasik. It says in Pasik like this. B'chor b'necho titanli. Give me your b'chor. And then it says, Torah has a son, and the son we know is 30 days. Cain tase l'shorch. It says, you should do l'shorch. I'm looking at the pasuk here, original pasuk. The pasuk brings down tzoncha, but the original pasuk says shorcha and tzoncha. Okay, then it says meleascha v'dimacha loisa achid. Right, so you're two over there. You shouldn't delay. Kein tasa l'shorcha. So we're taking like this. The first part of the pasuk where it says meleascha v'dimacha, we're comparing it to the first part of the next pasuk, kein tasa l'shorcha. Now, how long do you have to keep the tefuah? Well, the tefuah is the second day of Pesach, and you bring the first tefuah on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem. So therefore, it's 50 days. And the next part of the pasuk where it says le'sa'ache b'chor b'necha, which is 30 days, it says in the pasuk le'tzoynecha. So therefore, so the 30 days goes to tzoyn. It's like a modified eight. Sorry. Yeah, but here we're talking about Bukurim. Why? Yeah. Interesting. Rashi said that by the pidyon ben, it's after 3 days. No, it's the 31st day that you poida. But by an animal, if you work out the cheshbon from the Pesach till Shavuos, it's actually the 50th day. So it's not exactly the same. And Rashi doesn't. Rashi is la'achas shloishim. And Abchav, sorry. Says like any carbon you're not allowed to bring before it's 8 days old. It has to nurture next to its mother. Manal and Prague explains it has to go through a Shabbos because it has to go through the whole Teva, yeah. Yeah. Rashi says that the 50 days is Acha Chamishim Yom. Don't know how the Chesed works, Acha Chamishim Yom. I don't know how that's possible. It's actually the 50th day. I'm not sure. Tayser actually asked the question, what's the chilik? But the opinion of Ben is Achash Leishim, and by here it's the 50th, and it remains the Tzorechid. Back to the Gemara. Luchel Evchan of Akert. Mistabra, shouldn't it be Mekedel and Mekedel and the Ma'achel and the Acher? That what's the problem? Shai is the first thing written, goes to the first part of the pasuk. Tzoyin is the second thing written, goes to the second part of the pasuk. B'abchayir of our son. He must know adrabas samichle to samichle. The last thing is written in the pasuk is about a pinyan abem, which are 30 days, and the first thing after that is shai. So shai should be 30 days, and the daka should be 50 days. Elamarava makros. In that pasuk it says kain tase. This is what you should do. Tase is extra. The Torah added another. I see you here by the shoyer. Another I see means you have to add extra time. So add 30 to 30. Make it 60 days. Why 50? See the Torah and spell how much to add. The Chacham gave over the Chachamim, and the Chacham decided 50. It's up to them. We don't know why, but that's what they decided. Yeah. There's two separate dinim. Because in the pasuk before you have two separate dinim, and in this pasuk you have two separate dinim, so we know the dinim are separate. Meleyascha v'diyamacha is 50 days, and b'choy b'necha is 30 days. So therefore we know there's two separate dinim. It's up to us to decide what to do, where to do it. Yeah. The Torah added another asiyah to do more than 30 days. It's up to us to decide how much. So the Chacham concluded 30 days, 3 months. Why? To raise a small animal like a kid or a sheep takes a lot more effort and a lot longer than a calf. Why? Has small little teeth, can't eat so much, and therefore it can't eat grass. It needs the mother to nurture it; otherwise, it will die. My time, why not? Don't know. She's trying to help you out. They should need to like a coin is helping out in the granary, and. Since today the b'choy is not worth anything until it has a mum, because you don't, there's no basic English, and it's the chiv is on the Yisrael to take care for 50 days, and the kohen says to me, no, give it to me, it's 2 weeks old, give it to me, I'll take care of it. So I'm saving the Yisrael 5 weeks worth of money and time and everything else. So it looks like, and the kohen is prepared to do that, it looks like the kohen is trying to buy his way in, ingratiate himself to the balabos to get it instead of his place. Yeah. But if it had a mum, he can eat straight away, there's no ingratiation. So what have we learned? Hakoyanim the koinim. So now we're going to talk about how do you know you're not allowed to assist. Koinim and the levim and the neim, all these who are on the benefit, on the side of receiving goods. If they help out in the house, for example, Levi to get, you know, the mice, whatever, or the base agronis in the granary for truma mice, or base amilchaim or the butcher for the koyim. We're talking about, you know, those, you know, to get the matonis kuna. Ain't noisin lehem. You don't give them anything. You don't give them anything. And or an oni wants to help out also bezagronis. He wants his meiser oni. You don't give him anything. Truma meiser bezchadin. You don't do that. Vim oisin ken. But if he did do that, it's a terrible thing. Chilulu, you desecrated the whatever it is you're giving them. By laying akos avoymid, and regarding them, the Torah the pasuk describes them that shechatum, that you destroyed brisa levi, the bond, the covenant of the levi. Voymid. Another pasuk says that v'skotchim bnei Yisrael lezchalu. Don't fashvech. Don't. Desecrate the kotch of Neisrov, and you won't die. My vayimah, what's the extra pasuk for? You already brought a pasuk, clearly, from Tanakh at least. What do I need this pasuk? It's hard to understand the most question. The first pasuk of Tanakh, this is from Kedach. If anything, the question should be, why do you need the first pasuk for? Bring just this pasuk. So you might think there's no misa at all. Toshma ves kotch of Neisrov, it shouldn't die. Sounds like me, Yechai Misa. Rashi holds clearly that you take the sounds from Rashi, Yechai Misa. Taisa says you're not really Yechai Misa. It means that in Indian you should be, but not Yechai Misa. I just don't understand the style of the Gemara here. What's Gemara's question? What's Gemara's answer? The question should be, what do you need a pasuk in Malachi for? That's what the question should be. And then what's the answer? No. We just said, the Beis HaGranis.
We don't even help. No, we didn't. Like it's an accident. He dropped it. He forgot.
Same
it
idea. Was your helping the guard to kick out of the field? I guess it would be the same idea, no? Wouldn't be the same idea. So the Chachamim then wanted, if you take a gift to the Kohen, you're encouraging the Kohenim to do that, we should penalize you and say that the Truma you gave him is not valid Truma, you got to give Truma again. This way the Yisrael also doesn't have an incentive to give him early. The Lias Mafrish Nolein Truma Mishalehen. Sorry. Or Mishalem a complete again. Why Taka didn't make Hansen? But we're worried. Dilma Osti le Hafrushe min ha Potter al Achil. We're worried that the Yid will think that what, oh, so what I gave the kohen the first time around was not really truma, so I better give, it's real still tevel, I better give truma now, and I'll have in mind also that thing over there. And therefore, it comes out, you're giving from a, you're going to include that in your truma cheshbon, in your tevel cheshbon, when in fact that's not. You're giving mapotet al hachiv. Or he'll take back the what he gave to the kohen, and he'll think that that wasn't truma. He'll think it's tevel, and he'll take a second time truma from that on other parts of the field when in fact it isn't. Says the Gemara, "V'kulin yesh ben tevis another b'ayin." But in all of these cases, the owner does have a little bit pleasure from it. He has a certain rights, certain balabatishkeit. What is that? And we had a machlekes in Bamitzi and Kedushin whether tevis anah is considered money or not. The tevis anah is that he can choose ketzad Yisrael shehifrish truma mekeriyoi. If Yisrael set aside truma, he now has to find the right coin to give it to umatzai or mitzayi Yisrael achad. He met another Yid, a friend of his, v'amaloi, and the Yid said to him, "You know what? Heilach aselazel. Let me give you a dollar." And but Tanola ben beat the coin. I have a grandson who's a coin. My daughter married a coin. Give it to him. I'll give you a dollar for it. You're allowed to take that dollar. That's called Toivis Hano. Mutter. You're allowed to do that. That's a little balbatskaj you have there. And however, imhoya koyin le koyin, if a koyin says, "I have a grandson, a koyin, give it to him," then it looks like Ms. Koyin said to her, because who came over to Yisrael? But if a koyin goes, also it's also. Because then it looks like that you are, that it's the Messiah, again, that this is a koyin, it doesn't look right. Perception, you know, he is in the Kimash Yisrael. The Tana, my time will come, Matanus Kahuna, let's go finish here with two more lines. So why Taket doesn't the Tana also include Matanus Kahuna? Why is the only example you give? By truma toivus hanom. Why'd you say the same thing? Also a butcher. If a kohen goes over, a Yisrael goes over and says, "Look, I have a grandson of kohen to Matavia, the butcher. You know, you're a butcher. The chazay and the sheikh, give it to shalach the sheikh. Zrei and lechayim, give it to my grandson." Why didn't we say that as well? Amalach truma. No, you only do this by truma. Why? Truma the kedushas hagufi. Truma is in itself is kodesh. And everyone knows that it remains truma, does not become chulin. So therefore, the kivan, the lemaskla, everyone knows you cannot take truma and then exchange it for turn it back into chulin. It remains truma. So therefore, nobody's going to make a mistake and think that by the money that you got, somehow or another, it's swapped and removed the kedusha from the truma, so no mistakes will happen with it. Obahani over here, when it comes to Zerayel L'chaim, kivan the kedusha's domim, you say, chakul kedusha's domim, and you can swap it for money and whatever you want, and if the kohen wants to sell it, he can sell it, and a Yisrael can eat it, there's nothing there. People would think that if you got a dollar for it, as if the dollar swapped the Zerayel L'chaim, and it's no longer Kodesh at all. And therefore what? I make a mistake. And so what's wrong with you? It's not Kodesh. What's a chilek? It's not Kodesh anyway. It is. Because we learned before, how do you have to eat the Zerayel L'chaim, the Mashchabam? We learned before, you have to eat with mustard, you have to grill it, you have to eat it like a chosh of a food. But now, you're going to think that this dollar you got from the Zayda took away the Kedusha from it, and you will eat it with ketchup instead of mustard. And instead of grilling it, you're going to cook it. And that is no good. Is mischal kedusha you, and people will think that the kedusha has been swapped. Arba zuzi on the four zuzim, the osi leminik b'hai minik chulin. They'll treat it like chulin, not treat it like tirachulin. Stop here.